Hi. Hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Hello?
From where?
Oh, yes. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking with Aaron?
Yes, you are speaking with Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. My name is Jennifer. We're just trying to get this survey completed that is required by the union. To start with, how many years have you been working in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
11 to 25.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch on the trade? Is it title setter, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper, finisher, PCC restoration, marble mason, tile or marble finisher, plasterer, stone mason, cement mason or bricklayer?
Refractory bricklayer.
Thank you. Alrighty, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, junior level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
Journeyman.
Thank you. Yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Not really any.
Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same as this time last year, yes.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. Alrighty. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on your community? I'm sorry, to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No. There is not.
Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked on in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
I do not know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment?
About the same.
Thank you. And how are you today?
I'm good.
Happy to hear that. I'm just making some notes. Thank you. And for the unemployment, you said about the same as now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, of course. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? would that be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you not have any real concerns on the job?
Probably would be inexperience.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Just making some notes here. When you say inexperienced, are you referring to inexperienced people?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Alrighty, and have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
I'm sorry?
Picketing?
No.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often there a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
In the last 12 months,
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any union reps on job sites.
Okay, so that would be never.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty, changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I have some options. Please tell me which one of this should I put as the first one. We're going to rate them from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. The options I have is cable news, local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper.
Probably the fourth one.
All right, so which of these sources should I put as the first one?
Probably social media.
Social media will be the first one? Okay, what about the second one?
Friends.
Okay, what about the third one? I have cable news, local TV news, radio, print, or online newspaper.
Local.
Local, okay. Then we have cable news, radio, print, or online newspaper.
Radio.
Thank you.
And then cable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Alright. Alright. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, education, or is there something else?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, education, or something else?
Probably health care and employment.
Okay, which one will be the one that I should put as the first one? Economy or healthcare? Hello? Hello?